When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello kids, it's your Auntie Kath. Now, as you probably know by now, you might hear words like f*** in this podcast. Oh, and that's one of my favourites. So, if you've got little ears around, you might want to listen another time. Or if you like, keep playing. They might just learn something, the little p***s. Right, let's get cracking. Hello, I'm Kathy Burke, and welcome to this merry mixtape within the podcast portal. Let me tell you, just because I'm the host of this show doesn't mean they haven't got me slaving away down here. We've been going through fucking hours of footage, well, audio, to bring you some of the best deaths to date. Now, you know I think Christmas is bollocks. The fun, the laughter, the joy. The fact that everything suddenly tastes like cinnamon. Disgusting! But that doesn't mean that I can't delight you, our wonderful listeners, with a few stocking fillers. From a small bear to a massive wheel of cheese, let's relive what took out your favourite guests once and for all. Right, as I'm playing Santa this episode, let's get on with opening these gifts, shall we? Just don't try and fucking sit on my lap. Okay, let's start with this big one. Lovely. Oh, it's heavy. Here we go. Oh, it's Jamie Dimitro. He's got a story that will have you reaching for the prawn ring this Christmas, if you know what I mean.
I've sort of been swimming around for answers for this, and I think that the reality is I would love to just laugh so much that I die. Yeah. I want to just crack up to death.
So, Jamie, when was the last time that you laughed so much that you thought you were going to fucking die?
Off the top of my head, I was working. I mean, this is just mad. Sometimes just sort of perfectly formed stories just appear in front of you. I was working on a film recently and it had some amazing people who I really admire in it, quite famous people. And I was sort of like riveted by every anecdote they were telling or whatever. We were about to start doing a scene. We were all going to be sat around this big table, and to my right is said like comedy legend. I find out we're going to be sat around this table for 8 days, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm just going to be getting so many amazing stories coming from my right. And on my left was a dancer from the film, and like this guy on my right, we'd sort of bonded over the past few weeks kind of thing, and I didn't know this guy to my left. I was thinking like, oh, I don't want to have my back to him the whole time because I'm just listening to these stories.
Oh,
and
yes.
I want him to be able to get in on it. So I'm like, I'm going to make a point of, so it doesn't become awkward on the first day, I'm going to open up my body language, introduce everyone so that we're all part of the same kind of chat.
I've done that. You regret it.
Yeah. I mean, usually I couldn't have regretted this less with what happened. So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, okay, what's going to be my opening gambit? I can't just be like, this is it. Hello, nice to meet you all. So I sat down and everyone was talking about how they had prawns for lunch.
All right.
I was like, you had the prawns? Oh my God, everyone had the prawns. And I just turned to the guy to my left. I was like, this is perfect. I just went, prawns? And he looked at me like he'd seen a ghost. I was so confused. He looked at me and he went, yeah, how the fuck did you know? I was like, know what? It's like, how did you know? I was like, well, there's three options for lunch and everyone seems to have had the prawns. It's not rocket science. It's just lucky guess, I suppose. And he went, why are you talking about lunch? I was like, what? You're talking about lunch too. He went, what? And I said, sorry, what did you have for lunch? And he went, the beef. And I went, well, sorry, what, right. I go, why? So, okay, so why when I said, why when I said prawns, did you look at me like you're about to cry?
Yeah.
And say, how did you know? And he said, because my nickname's Prawns.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Of all the fucking, why is he called Bronze? Oh, that's brilliant.
I think.
Oh, I love that.
But also, why is the one time in my life I've chosen to ask someone what they had for lunch by just saying the word? Just go, prawns? I've never turned to someone and go, roast chicken sandwich?
How do you know that? That's my nickname.
Yeah. By the way, I like jumped in the air with excitement at how amazing an anecdote I now had in my back pocket. He wasn't on foot. He didn't think it was that interesting at all. He's like, cheers.
Oh, gosh. I love that. God, I nearly died then laughing at that. I never expected to say that. That's my nickname. So fucking stupid. Oh, that's great. What a cracker. Thanks to the marvellous Jamie Dimitro for that. Right, pass me that beautifully wrapped round there, will you, goddess? Oh, fuck me. What is the point of these shitty little bows? Ooh, here we go. I was hoping we'd get one of these. It's only gloves off Bob Mortimer.
Well, first off, I thought I'd like it quick. Mm. And then I thought, no, be brave. Make your last deed on earth something a bit special. So I thought I'd have a fight with a bear. Not the great big one. You know, like about a 4-footer?
Oh, right, yeah.
Maybe a Romanian, like you say, bear. And have a fight till the death.
Nice.
I mean, it would be terrifying.
Yes.
But I've always fancied my chances against a smaller bear.
Yeah.
Not a big lad.
And would you wear boxing gloves?
I'd go nude.
Oh, would
you? Loincloth, yeah. Oil myself up a bit so it couldn't get a grip. And I'd just fly at it.
Nice.
And but I'm imagining, Cathy, that it would destroy me. So that would be my death. If I happen to win, but I'd want life to go on then, though, wouldn't I? Because I'd be the bloke who fought a bear.
Yes.
But I have to die. So just a big articulated lorry, probably one's delivering flumps. A great big fucking Arctic full of foam sweets. Bang. But hopefully the bear does for me.
Okay.
Well, what an experience.
I mean, that would be great because people would talk about it forever.
Forever and ever.
Would you have it televised? Because weren't you involved in that deaf... When they had that boxing match thing a few years ago, weren't you involved in that?
I had a fight against Les Dennis.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It's a shame that wasn't to the death, isn't it? No, Kathy, what a great idea, yeah. If I got the ticket saying, honestly, you've got 24 to 48 hours...
Yeah.
If they could turn it around quick enough, let's get an outside broadcast unit.
That'd be amazing.
That would get some figures, wouldn't it?
It really would. And where would you do it, though? It'd have to be somewhere like the grounds of Windsor Castle.
Or do it somewhere posh.
Yeah, yeah, do it somewhere really posh.
I was thinking round the back of the shops. You're a bit hard standing round the back of the shops. But yeah, what an event that would be. Thank you for that idea.
Yeah, yeah.
But as I say, it's not a...
It's not a polar bear.
Yeah, no, because that's just destruction.
Yeah.
But I think the little one would do us as well.
Uh-huh.
They're saying these advice books and that, you know, that you should get out your comfort zone if you want to grow as a person. Well, that's out your comfort zone, isn't it?
It certainly
is. Get in a fucking cupboard with that bear and let's see who comes out with the sweets.
See, that's when you will need Rob Beckett's teeth.
Exactly.
Because he'd probably give you a few bites,
yeah,
the bear.
Definitely. Yeah.
So you'd like to bite him back, wouldn't you?
Get him on his knackers with Rob Beckett's teeth. There might be a victory in sight.
I think there could be. Ah, goodbye, Bob. Anyone else craving a flump right now? Right, time to RIP. Oops, my bad. I mean rip another one open. Ooh, fabulous. It's the ravishing Roisin Connerty and her dodgy massage.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break.
This is an advert from Uber One, a membership to save money on Uber and Uber Eats. Kathy, how do you feel about being a member?
Excuse me, big god Ollie, a what?
Oh, sorry. Oh no, as in having a membership somewhere.
Right, well, that depends on what, where and who.
Because with Uber One membership, you save money on Uber and Uber Eats.
Ooh, double whammy. Give us the deets.
Well, I'm actually a member of this myself, and you get £0 delivery fees and 5% off your Uber Eats orders. You get savings on Uber rides, but also, Kathy, they throw in amazing extra perks, like a year of Disney Plus included when you sign up for an annual membership, which, as we both know, is great for kids and adults alike.
hang on. Savings on rides, food and TV. That's a triple whammy.
It certainly is. And you can become a member for just $5.99 a month, starting with a four-week free trial.
Gorgeous. Join Uber One now and save on Uber and Uber Eats.
This is an advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
Goddess Charlie, you all right? You look a bit tense.
What makes you say that?
Well, you're biting your nails and your leg is shaking like a horny chihuahua.
Oh, yeah. Now you mention it, I do feel a bit stressed.
Come on then, spill the beans to Auntie Kath. What's on your mind?
That's the weird thing. I don't actually know. It could be the endless sleepless nights I spend strategising on how I'm going to get a ticket to Glastonbury this year. Or it could be the triple espresso I necked to make sure I didn't fall asleep on the way to work.
Blimey, goddess. Whatever it is, you should invest some time in getting to the bottom of it.
You're right. It's no good letting things fester and get out of control. Especially when it's so convenient to talk to therapists now.
Ah, you mean our friends at BetterHelp?
Precisely. It's entirely online and suited to your schedule. With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health.
And our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/wake. That's betterhelp.com/wake.
If I have to die, and listen, we're starting on a premise that I haven't accepted death.
Okay.
So I'm only taking your word for it that I'm going to quote unquote die.
Yes.
But if I have to go, if that is really what's at stake, I think a head massage.
Oh.
That gets out of hand.
Okay. In what way does it get out of hand?
Just, I think. If you, I don't know how long it would take that if you rub a head.
Yeah.
on a neck, if you rub a head, that it would just become putty. Like it would, but it had, I want to basically, it'd have to be something that was really pleasurable until it went wrong. So I wouldn't want any sort of scary death. It'd just be something that when I went into it, it was my favourite thing.
Okay.
So head massages are my pleasure world.
Yeah.
And so I think, well, why not go out doing what you love?
Okay. But then it gets out of hand.
Yeah, because I think, you know, a head massage, you know, I'm no expert. I would say probably most it should last is the bones of an hour. And even then, you know.
That's a long massage. How much does this cost?
Probably about 100 quid.
Fuck off. Come round mine. I'll do it. I'll charge 80. And I'll do it. I'll rub your head for an hour.
But you don't know all the points. You need to know all the points.
How do you know? All the bumps and everything. Listen, I've lived a long life. I've learnt a lot. I've had a lot of experiences.
Well, I'd be up for that.
Yeah.
I would be up for that. So I think something like that, it would have to be something that I went into and just closed my eyes and it was a really pleasurable thing.
Uh-huh.
And then they'd have to just do it and do it and do it and do it until your head sort of becomes like putty.
Or what if they just, so they're doing it nice and gentle and they just give you a quick neck break?
Oh, that's good as well.
So you'd be...
But I can't know that before.
Oh, no.
No, because it just won't get the... I'll still have too much tension in my head waiting to be killed.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, you want to be nice and relaxed,
yeah.
Don't you? I think that sounds great, actually.
Yeah.
Any other massage that you like? Any other body parts you like being rubbed?
I once had a massage.
For cash.
I once had a massage and, you know, when you lie down on the bed and you put your face through the hole.
Yeah.
And I got so relaxed, I fell asleep when I dribbled right through it and the lady skidded on my drawer. And honestly, it was so much. It looked like I was just, like, literally just drooling.
Jesus. Should have put a bucket underneath you. Fucking hell.
Anyway, I can relax and nap and, you know, that's always my...
Yeah.
And I haven't got kids and stuff like that. I've got disposable income and I'm recognised as a privilege in that. I'm not saying, just get someone to massage you. But if you can, and I don't drink anymore.
Oh,
so
yes.
So I can, you know, what I'd spend on a night out, I can spend on a massage.
That's very true, actually. It all sort of balances out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd spend more than 100 quid on a night out living in London, wouldn't you?
Oh, Christ, yeah. Oh, you know, looking at you in the morning after a night out, you're like, what if I spent 40 quid at a Londis? I'd be like...
Yes, but that's you, you see, because you do like a little snack. You like a little treat.
Oh, I do. But when I used to smoke as well, I'd buy my fags and lose my fags like 3 times in a night.
Wow.
I'd be like, I've bought fags 3 times.
Oh, God, you got loads of money then for massages if you don't smoke anymore.
Oh, I don't smoke. But you need to, so that's my massage is my new sort of thing.
Yes. Good night forever, dear Roisin. To be fair, she does fucking love her sleep. Okay, let's tear open another one. Ooh, gross. Who the fuck uses closed-ended wrapping paper? It's putting me right off my Christmas dinner. Let's hear from Danny Dyer. Now, at this point, we want to know how you're going to die. Normally, we play this little jingle.
The death.
But because you're a right proper Cockney geezer,
go on.
We've got this.
When you're brown bread.
Love it, yeah. Love it.
There we go.
Yeah. So?
So, how do you want to die?
Well, when I got told about this, Catherine, I love you. I'm a massive fan of yours. And so you're the pull for me. And I thought, well, what's this about? What do you mean when there's a will, there's a fucking wake? I thought, well, okay. So anyway, I didn't quite understand the concept. So I panicked. And I thought, oh, fuck me. So if I'm going to die now, I want to die having a roll about my wife.
Yes.
You know, so you sort of shoot your bolt.
Okay.
And then you die, right?
Nice.
So you sort of die in ecstasy, in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought that would be a beautiful thing. But anyway, I've changed my mind because I've done a bit of research. I listened to some.
Yeah.
And I can choose whatever fucking death I want, I want.
Course,
right,
of
good.
Course.
Thank fuck for that. So I would like to die a fucking hero.
Okay.
And I'll kill Putin.
Right? Oh, nice.
So my last act is it Putin is fucking doing one of his little marches. He's walking through all these fucking troops and all that bollocks. And I'll fucking run out of the crowd with a fucking pillowcase, put it over his nut and just suffocate him. And then as I do it, I get shot in the nut by all these snipers.
Nice.
So basically, I've saved the fucking world,
you
the planet.
You have, yeah, yeah.
I think that's the move. Because no one's going to iron him out.
Yeah, yeah.
And he needs to go, doesn't he, this geezer? I mean, he's off his fucking head.
Yeah, yeah.
Does worry me talking about Putin. No, you never know if he's fucking listening, do you?
Well, that's it. And, you know,
is he going to iron me out?
Yeah, get a little bit of poison in your coffee.
Well, that's it. That's a thing.
Somebody just bumping past with an umbrella.
That's it. The old school way. But
that's it.
So I think, I like to choke him live on the telly.
Yeah.
And then, boom, I get ironed out.
Well, I remember you were a hero on the television a few years ago talking about David Cameron.
Yeah, I mean, rant, didn't I?
You
did, which
was great. We sort of needed it. We needed someone to just say it for what it was. And I, for one, was delighted that it was you, Danny.
Yeah, went a bit mad, Kath. It was a bit, because I only went on there to talk about Danny, right? Because Piers Morgan was fucking digging her out, saying she was thick and all that. And I thought, fuck that, I'm like, it's me kid. So I went on there talking about it. All of a sudden, I find myself on a panel with fucking Jeremy Corbyn and fucking Pamela Anderson. It's the trippiest fucking panel you'll ever see in your life. And I just listening to everything, and I'm thinking, actually, this is what I fucking think.
Yeah.
And actually, what I thought was, no one knows what the fuck is going on. What the fuck is Brexit, for one?
Yeah.
No cunt can fucking tell me.
Yeah.
I watch Question Time. And no one says it. No, they can't word it, right?
Yeah.
So that I was confused about. And then fucking Cameron, this fucking cunt of a geezer who was running our country, got elected by people, who's meant to be a fucking leader, and then all of a sudden, it don't go his way, it goes, I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Mind how you go.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just find it incredible he's allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a leader of a country, when it goes a bit tits up, how can you fucking have it on your toes?
Yeah.
Which is what he done. Mm-hmm. Look at the fucking mess since.
Yeah, yeah.
We're fucked.
Absolutely, babe.
I know that after we've done this, I'm probably going to get a bit of clickbait, but fuck it, I'm a human being.
Yes.
Right? I've got opinions.
That's it. No, absolutely. Yeah, welcome back, Mr. Cameron, you twat. Okay, we've only got time for one more now. Let's go for this. Oh, of course. Well, it's not Christmas without a deadly amount of cheese, is it?
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Oh, it's probably, I mean, I'd like to just go to sleep, obviously, and just not wake up again. It's probably some sort of stupid accident, like falling down the stairs and landing on my head.
Oh, my goodness.
Or some sort of Bette Davis type affair, do you know what I mean? Poisoned maybe by somebody I've wronged.
Oh, right.
In some way years ago that I forgot that they hated me or something, do you know what I mean? I feel like it's either going to be properly melodramatic or I'll go out with a sigh and a whisper.
Yes, a nice quiet.
A nice quiet. The first time in my life I did anything quietly. But I feel like it'll be so. I once nearly had my head chopped off falling off the back of a boat.
Oh, my God.
I fell off the back of a boat and they were doing this stuff. And I thought, what is it? What is it? And I realised there were these rudders flying in front of my face and I had to swim backwards really, really fast. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
So that nearly happened. So I feel like it's going to be something stupid.
Right.
Like a Midsummer Murders.
Right.
Killed by a wheel of cheese.
Yeah.
Type of accident.
Yeah, yeah, dropping on your head.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I suppose there are some dangers in the cookery world, isn't there?
I mean, they're not really fatal, usually. It's more about burning yourself on
burning
ovens.
Burning and boiling big boiling pots and stuff.
Yeah, I don't really do much of that anymore.
Do you not? Do you have people to do that for you?
I have people to lug things around for me these days, Kathy. No, I mean, you know, when you're working in a full-on kitchen service situation, there's all sorts of terrible things. There's knives, there's hot things, there's people flying around, there's, you know, tempers, there's all sorts of stuff that could happen, that can happen to you in the kitchen. I once burnt my foot in three quarters of the way through service. In fact, Kelly, who works with me, is out there. She immediately saw to it. I was making this, we used to do this jerk chicken thing, and I used to make an orange and ginger, like, chili syrup that went on at the end, but it was this bubbling vat of volcanic syrup. And I was doing something, and I knocked it, and it tipped up and went straight. I, of course, didn't wear proper protective kitchen footwear. I had trainers on because I hate proper protective kitchen footwear. Had trainers on, and so it went straight into my foot and inside the shoe and down my leg. And I was like, fuck. It was so painful. Oh. Kelly was amazing. She like ran out the back, got a bucket, filled it with ice, wrapped my leg in cling film and stuck my foot in the ice.
Wow.
But I was like, I've got to keep, we've still got tickets on. So there's a picture of me cooking. I had one foot in the bucket cooking and I'm like shouting. I realised all the chefs were looking at me like, she's off her nut. Right? Well, I was just like, I've got to get my, just the logic leaves you. I mean, really, I should have just stopped and let somebody else do it, but I'm far too controlling for that. Do you know what I mean?
That's extraordinary. And also, what's just struck me, I also nearly got decapitated once. And it was doing a film many, many years ago and out in Nicaragua. And there was a scene where a big helicopter went up in the air when it shouldn't have. There was a little group of us that were sort of running to get into this helicopter. And as we were running to get it, we get shot. So I had to quickly lie on the floor and just wait. And I was just sort of lying there for ages. And I thought, what the heck is going on? And then I looked up and the helicopter was hovering above and the wheel, this huge wheel, was just over my head.
Oh, my God.
And then I felt myself being pulled. So somebody had run in.
Pulled by your feet?
And by my feet, sort of dragged me out. And I also, when I was a child, burnt my leg.
There you go. Well, you see? It's like separated at birth.
I mean, we couldn't be more destined to end up talking about this
in this beautiful setting
one day. So, okay. So your death is going to be either quite quiet and peaceful or
killed by a wheel of cheese.
Killed by a wheel of cheese.
Or murdered.
Or murdered.
By somebody with a grudge. But, I mean, that's more far-fetched.
And then, yeah, because who would that be? I couldn't see you.
I don't know.
Having
I feel
enemies.
Like I do piss people off sometimes. No, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Some people just think I'm just make too much noise. Okay. It's all too much going on. They get a little bit like, oh, for fuck's sake, make it stop. And I never, I quite
no.
like it. I'm like, how dare you?
Yeah,
how
never
dare
stop.
You?
How never, stop. Ever never stop. Stop. Nobody tells Andy Oliver to fucking shut up. Well, that was a merry trip down memory lane, wasn't it, kids? And to sum up, anything can kill you at any time, so fuck it. Have another roast potato. And watch this space for more special cryptic content coming your way. We've got highlights from our subscription podcast, 6 Feet Under, that you'd be a mug to miss. Right, I'm off to roast someone's chestnuts by the fire. Who says I can't be fucking festive? Laters, roast potatoes. You've been listening to Where There's a Will, There's a Wake with me, Kathy Burke. My senior producers are Katie Bowden and Charlie Morrell. And my producer is Naya Dio, or as I like to call them, my goddesses. Sound engineer is Ed Gill. The production coordinator is Lily Hambly. Marketing by Emily Webb and Kieran Lancini. Original music written and performed by Jonathan Rathbone. And the executive producer is Ollie Wilson.